Fuck faces. So hey, it's the prof. I'm still plugging along doing this thing. Like to see someone else get involved. But regardless, this is definitely for me making a mix. I wanted to make, you know, a playlist of a bunch of this music, this genre or theme. Anyways, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna throw a podcast together and share the love. So I don't know how much I talked about or posted, but I truly have an erotic passion for the voice of Mark Lanegan. He was the lead singer of 90s seminal grunge band Screaming Trees. He's been on Queens of Stone Age. He's done a bunch of stuff with the lead singer of the Afghan Whigs. Just Afghan Whigs. Several solo albums. Did a thing with Isabel Campbell. 3 albums with her. Oh shit, what else has done? Just many collaborations on different fields. But, you know, through and through all of his, you know, different forms of music that he releases, the smoky fucking whiskey baritone is always there and evident. And I don't know, man. I think he's like, you know, kind of the classic American, you know, Americana voice. Reminds me of, you know, Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen sort of deal. And so made me think of doing this. Well, yeah, there's my boner's raging. Got a raging boner right now. Just sharing that info to you. And so, you know, in the Twitter world, I subscribe to The Quietus, which is like a British music blog, you know, reviews, that sort of thing. But they have this one series where they get, you know, different musician, one musician to say their 13 favorite albums of all time and their most influential albums. And there's been a bunch. You know, half of the musicians I'm not familiar with at all. But Mark Lanegan popped up, and I, you know, was intrigued, checked out his 13 favorite albums, and I had one of them, I think, you know, so that was Joy Division. It was the only shit out of the 13 of his, you know, influences that I've actually have heard before. You know, I've heard of the bands, so it was fun. Downloaded a shitload of music, been, you know, trying to process it all, which has been harder than I thought it would, because what I've come to find is I actually really like a lot of the stuff that I've never heard, and so just, you know, trying to sift through it all and figure out, you know, what I actually want to continue listening to further on. So you can check it out. Thinking of, I'll talk about this more later, but I'm thinking of trying to create there's this new website thing called Pinterest. I'm going to try to link a thing to, you know, intermingle with the podcast here. But, so let's get into fucking music. Been talking too long. Hopefully, I don't know who's listening to this. Rev, I'll talk to you, I guess. Fucking, I don't know how much of this stuff you've heard before either. I'm sure you've heard of most of the bands, but I don't know how familiar you are with any of them either. A lot of the stuff is from like the 70s and 80s, so I think that's the main reason why I haven't really listened to it all that much, because it's not really, you know, classic rock style music or stuff that you would hear on, you know, on the radio or anywhere else like that, they'll get the replay. So you got to kind of go out and look for it and find it. So I'm just going to run through. I don't know really where my breaks are going to be yet, but that's going to be mostly music after I finally shut the balls up. So let's start it off with The Gun Club. Is one of my favorites out of, I don't know how many, I think I was able to find like 11 of the albums out of the 13 that Mark Lanegan chose as his favorites. And of course, all the songs are picked from the albums he picked. And The Gun Club was one of my ones that I kind of connected with more so than the others. And it was really cool. So let's go with Like Calling Up Thunder. And then we'll roll it and I'll catch you up. Alright, Jesus Christ. Fucking, I'm watching the Sabres game. I got nothing else to do but talk to you guys. Because they're fucking pissing me off. And I don't really care about watching them right now. So.
Set a darker line and over 2 miles. Charm me from my kill. Across is far too much to bear. But you said you will, now you look away. Look away, look away, I need me alone. I'll call up thunder, hands in the open sky. I'll call up thunder, to the wind in the open sky. To hear myself, to see myself. I'll call up thunder, I'll call up thunder. Bridges warm against your edges, embedded in my brain. Alike, but we were not the same. Now you look away, look away, and leave me all alone. I call up thunder, hands in the open sky. I call up thunder, to the wind in the open sky. To see myself, to hear myself. I call up thunder, I call up thunder.
Committed to a life in a John
interfering everything we do. Should we play it safe now or go all the way? 6 and 2, 3 is now more I cannot say.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend a broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
La 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 la.
Un uomo onesto, un uomo probo, tra la 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 la, tra la la leru, si innamorò perdutamente d'una che non lo amava niente. Gli disse: portami domani tra la 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 tra la la leru, gli disse portami domani il cuore di tua madre per i miei cani. Lui dalla madre andò e l'uccise, tra la 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 tra la la leru, dal petto il cuore le strappò e dal suo amore ritornò. Era il cuore, tra la 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 la, tra la la leru, non le bastava quell'orrore, voleva un'altra prova del suo cieco amore. Gli disse amor se mi vuoi bene, tra la 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 la, tra la la leru, gli disse amor se mi vuoi bene, tagliati dai polsi le quattro vene. Le vene ai polsi lui si tagliò, tra la 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 la, tra la la leru, e come il sangue ne sgorgò, correndo come un pazzo da lei tornò. Gli disse lei ridendo forte, tra la 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 la, tra la la leru, gli disse lei ridendo forte, l'ultima tua prova sarà la morte. E mentre il sangue lento usciva e ormai cambiava il suo colore, la vanità fredda gioiva, un uomo s'era ucciso per il suo amore. Fuori soffiava dolce il vento, tra la 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 la, tra la la leru, ma lei fu presa da sgomento quando lo vide morir contento. Morir contento e innamorato, quando a lei niente era restato, non il suo amore, non il suo bene, ma solo il sangue secco delle sue vene.
There we go. Found a break point. So yeah, pretty eclectic so far. Well, watching Sabres game just wrapped up on my DVR timeline. They fought back. Got a point. Oh, the season's lost. I'm not, you know, deluded about that. But they let Scott Gomez score. This has kind of been like my internal running joke of we should have signed Scott Gomez because this was his second goal of the year and kind of falls in line with the rest of our goal stat lines for the other players. But I digress. Here we go. So, Mark Lanigan. What? Oh, just front out of my pants, out of my sweatpants. No boxers. It's like a river of feathers caressing the shaft. So the Mark Lanigan podcast, we started with the Gun Club song, like Calling Up Thunder. It's cool. I don't know what the word, it's not whiny, the voice, but, you know, he's not going to win American Idol. Follow that up with The Leather Nun. When I first was reading about this band, I thought they were going to be like, you know, well, they're from, like, Sweden, and, you know, thought it was going to be this brooding fucking early metal sort of stuff, but it's not. I think this is actually the closest sounding band to, like, the current, you know, music that Lanigan has been putting out. So that song's called Pink House, and then this next band fucking blew my mind, Roxy Music. Like, I've always, you know, kind of heard, same with, like, you know, Joy Division. I downloaded that stuff a while back, but Roxy Music, I never had anyone tell me to be like, hey, check it out, it's pretty cool. No one has said that. So I went out, downloaded a bunch of their early stuff, and it's blowing my mind, man. It's just like the 70s fucking rock, you know, rock. It's like most the typical songs are like Elton John, Saturday Night. It's just like piano and, you know, fast, and it says really cool stuff. So Lanigan's choice was the album Country Life, and that song was called 3 and 9. And then the next one was the Bee Gees. It's How Old Can You Mend? I'm fucking Barry Gibb. This is my thing on the Bee Gees. I just know Saturday Night Fever. I looked them up on Wikipedia when I was downloading some of their couple albums. And, you know, they weren't always disco, which I honestly didn't know. I didn't know that. And their older stuff is, you know, very listenable. And it's kind of fun. A lot of harmonizing, you know, fun with the vocals. Stuff that, you know, you don't really hear anymore. And I was into that. So that Lanigan's pick for the Bee Gees was Trafalgar, I believe is pronounced, is the album. And that's one of their hits off that album, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. And then the last song on the set was some Italian bloke, Fabrizio De Andre, and the album Canzoni. He does a cool little Italian cover of Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, which is a classic song if you're familiar with Leonard Cohen. But this one just had a good little up-tempo beat that I went with. So there you go. Pretty eclectic. Gun Club, The Leather Nun, Roxy Music, The Bee Gees, Fabrizio De Andre. Haven't listened to any of this shit in my life, in my 30-plus years. And that's what it's all about, putting this list together. So that's, we're going to start this next set with little electronica with Kraftwerk. Same thing, man. And when I was researching these guys, same thing, man. I never listened to them. Always heard of them. Never really on my radar, though. I mean, they're putting stuff on the 70s that's, I don't know. It's blowing, like, electronica out of the water, like the current stuff that I hear now. So his album, Lanigan picked, was Radio Activity. And I'm going to start this set off with Airwaves. I'm not sure if I like this stuff, but definitely, you know, I'll listen to it. This is more like background music for me. As Lanigan said, it's good staring out the window music. So here we go. We got Kraftwerk, and then New Order. No surprises. Gonna follow that up with New Order, and I'll see you back here.
Yeah. of words to say. For all your strong and silent types who don't talk to the ones they love, though it means their lives. I'll say this next time you get stuck and the words won't come. Yeah, the blue, the cold and burn in your black facade. I'll talk for you under the balcony blue. I'll talk for you. I'll talk for you. Cyrano to Bergerac's back. I'm gonna listen carefully what our Roxanne will say. And though I love her 20 times more, I will never say. I should be the rouge and the color on her cheeks. Instead, I'll just make you look good. Be so discreet. Thin arms for you, thin hearts are beating true. This ain't a lie, this ain't behind. Cyrano to Bergerac's back.
Time.
That's Joy Division there, ending the set on a low note. So let's back up. We got a lot of songs that were in that set. Like I said, we started with Kraftwerk off of Radioactivity, and then went into New Order with the album Low Life. That's the song called Sunrise. Song's pretty cool. Listen to some New Order, and it's very, you know, beats and, you know, electronic produced. This song's a little more rocking, which is pretty cool. Sounds more like the Joy Division stuff. And then the next band in there was Flesh Eaters, which, really cool, man. I like them. They got, like, you know, it's like the, you know, I'm not sure where they're from. I'm going to just say, like, California or New York, L.A. or New York. And they got that early, you know, 80s punk sort of feel, the saxophone, and it's cool stuff. After that was John Cale. You know, this isn't something I would ever find and listen to on my own. Little acoustic-y, you know, singer-songwriter, but it's kind of cute song. Hanky Panky Know How. So I'll give it that. I'll give it a spin. And then following that up was Crime and the City Solution off the album Shine. And that was a song called Hunter, which, you know, that's funny. Like, that album, let's see, that album came out in 1988. And I would, you know, I try to picture the type of dude or girl, like, really into that, you know, music in that album at that time. And it just kind of cracks me up. It's like, what I get is, I can't think of the actress's name, but, you know, Say Anything, like, the one chick John Cusack is friends with, who's having, like, the boyfriend trouble, and they're gonna kill each other or whatever, and they're writing music for each other, and blah, 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 that chick. And then the last song was Joy Division off the album Closer? I don't know, I'm gonna say Closer, because I think of baseball when I see that word, and I'm going to pronounce it Closer. So that's the song, it means to an end. And that's fitting, because we're at the end of the podcast. So before I finish up, I'm going to start a new thing. This is where I feel the future of podcasting is going to go. Rev, I'm going to make a podcast. I'm going to put in Dropbox for, you know, a week or two. No one's going to give feedback. I understand this. But then I'm also, I don't know if you heard of Pinterest.com. It's the new, it's like a bulletin board, you know, personalized bulletin board that you can share. I haven't really found a function for this yet, and I'm trying. And I feel like this, I'm going to try it this way. I'm going to put, you know, a bunch of links and, you know, related things to the podcast on the Pinterest board. And hopefully, you know, you guys check it out after listening to the podcast or before, or in a different way as well. Instead of, you know, having an hour long, you know, MP3, you can watch, you know, 12 YouTube videos of, you know, some of the bands that are in the podcast. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it yet, if I'm going to try to find, like, videos of the same songs that I selected, or just random for the bands, or what. So look forward to that if you're listening to the podcast before doing anything else. I'll keep you updated. And then part three of the hat trick, I guess, is dropping a bunch of the albums in Dropbox for everyone to share. So it's kind of, I don't know if it's several phases or not, but if in my head, I would like to listen to the podcast first and then listen, download some of the albums that I, because I mean, you know, there's like whatever fucking like 14 tracks on this. I might not be into them all. I would like to kind of hear what, you know, each album is like before I download it. So there you go. That's my idea. See if it evolves, gets better, hopefully. This is the draft, I guess, the first one. And see if it catches on. So, Rev, balls in your prostate. And let's see what we got going. So let's so that's that. I'm gonna finish it up with the Mark Lanegan's newest album that came out this year, 2012. It's got a new album called Blues Funeral. I only listened to it once. Got too much music I'm trying to get through right now, but it's good stuff. Just like if you like just like rock and roll, and if you can dig the baritone voice, that's the way to do it. So this is the opening track off the album. It's called The Grave Digger Song. I'm the prof. You are the listener.